touched. Of his garment and he has made me whole. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it's Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the weakest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Close to thee. Close to thee. Close to thee, close to thee, all along our pilgrim journey, Savior, let us walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil Lord, only let me walk with thee close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gate, that pearly gate, then that gate of life, eternal, eternal, may I enter, may I enter, Lord, with thee. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, near, O blessed Lord, to that cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, near, O blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel to pray, and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me near, near, O blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, near, O blessed Lord, to thy precious, oh so precious, to thy precious bleeding side. Come, ye disconsolate, where ye languish, come to the mercy seat, fervently kneel. Here, bring your wounded heart. Here, tell your anguish, for earth has no sorrow, no earth has no sorrow that heaven will. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Psalm 9:1 tells us, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. So, Lord, we come to you this morning so thankful that you have blessed us with another day, that you have gotten us up in our right minds. Lord, you've gotten us up with eyes to see and ears to hear and activity of our limbs, oh God, full activity of our limbs, oh God, and we thank you. Father, we thank you that we're breathing on our own. We don't need a respirator, God, or a ventilator. Thank you. God, we thank you most of all for saving us so that when this is all over for us, Lord, we will be at home with you. Thank you, Lord. Now, God, we thank you for this master's call. We thank you for Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for their mandate, the mandate that you gave them to start this call, Lord, and they were faithful to carry out that mandate. And look at where we are 10-plus years later. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I just ask that you bless them mightily. God, that you order their footsteps, that they just delight in the way that you have for them. God, I thank you. Thank you, God, for the reason why we're even all together, because the D.A.C. Leon family, Lord, and because of artist life. Thank you, Lord, for the plans that you have for the company and for what you're going to do, the abundance that you're bringing to the company and to those who are affiliated with it. God, we thank you. Now, God, we thank you for the messenger who's going to bring the message this morning. Thank you for the word that you have downloaded on them to share with the people of God this morning and for those who will dial in later to hear the playback. God, I pray, God, that the message, Lord, is transforming, and I know it is. God, that you have blessed the speaker, that you have just put everything, oh God, out of our purview, out of our sight, God, that is going to try to hinder the word that goes forth. And God, that whatever the messenger touches, whatever they walk, oh God, that you're blessing them immensely. And now, God, we also thank you that Satan has no place, nor any of his imps or cohorts on this call. Because this call is saturated with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and it will go through with clarity, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your word that is life transforming. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I truly love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Good. Thank you so much, Minister Willoughby. And let me just say, this is a joyful, beautiful day. And I thank you for greeting us this morning and that thankful Thursday and that powerful, powerful prayer. We so appreciate you. Yes, yes, I want to thank Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for the praise and worship this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Draw me nearer. Hallelujah. That's something we sing at church. Draw me nearer. I thank you so much for that. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside in the great state of Bronx, New York. Let me just share a little bit about this call this morning. I'm so excited this morning just to come to you to share with you today what happened on October the 2010. The two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. I'm so glad I'm on the journey this morning. Hallelujah. And we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I cry out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement, hallelujah, to enrich, enhance, empower believers as you begin your day. Yes, we also have a website that you can visit 24/7, anytime of something get heavy on your mind, you can go to this website, themasterscall.net. Themasterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on this site, as well our bio of our great speakers. The theme for this year, 2021, was God's strategy, shifting prophetic, suddenly holy standards of being established and supernatural revealed. That's coming out of Mark 16:15-20. If you were led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, I'd agree as Minister Willis, as a host, as your truly, or a songist, as Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful, or share word with the Lord. You may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful and our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But I just want to share with you, on Friday we have a treat. Hallelujah. You can stay and share your prayer request live on the second half of our call. So we ask everyone to join us. But if you want to email us, you can do that also. Our phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to use wealth. And you can also share with anyone. Come 3 feet of you. Do not keep it to yourself. Share, share, share. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders giving vital information on the beautiful benefits, that we, wonderful products that we have with Artist Life. And that number is 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. Well, let me just share with you. Also, if your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or Cricket, then we have a free bypass number that you can call. You can call that first. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is going to be Testimonial Thursday, and everyone needs to plug into that call. Our great products, then we have some awesome testimony. I'll tell you, last week was such an awesome testimony, so we want everybody to plug in it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you know some good things. That call goes on today. It will be on to Monday morning at 9:30, so you can share with your family, your friends, and everyone about the testimonies. And our host today will be Director Sister Claudette Brown, so you want to plug into that call. And also, with everyone that's a part of our artist family, and everybody wants to be a part of our artist family, we certainly welcome you. Twice a day, please check out your WhatsApp app, your website. I think today is the last day, so everyone, please, by all means, share some products, because everyone right now is needing our products, and we are so grateful to be in this time. It's so beautiful. Well, let me just stop right now. I have to share some information with you. With our speaker today, she needs no introduction, but, you know, we got to give a little bit because we have some new people on the call. So we're going to share our great speaker today. She needs, like, her name is, she hails from a great state. Let me start with her name is Prophet Kai Brown, born in New York City. Hello. And currently reside in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai received her bachelor's in electronic engineering in 1996. She's called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister. God led her to a seminary where she received her master's of art and pastoral counseling and the master of divinity in pastoral ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you." She has a wonderful, now let me take that back. We have a wonderful son. His name is Crystal, who we love so much. Prophet Kai is a publisher. She has her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Also, she was my prayer partner. She also is an artist descriptor. I could go on and on and on about her. But what we want to do, we want everyone to review the website, and you can get her bio, extensive bio, at themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Let me just introduce them and present to others, not other than a friend, a person. I tell you, I am. I love that serious. And we want to share right now, Prophet Kai. Are you out there?
I am here, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Take it away, darling.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for that warm introduction and for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And to our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes, whose obedience, whose just spirit of seeking God is the reason that we could be here today. And I thank you, too, for allowing me to come before the people of God. And I do not take it lightly when I'm allowed to do so, because God loves his people. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus, and the Holy Spirit which dwells within us. So we are going to get right into the Word. And I thought I was finished with I Am Abundance, I Am Your Abundance in the I Am series. But the Lord clearly told me, nope, my people need to hear more about my abundance. And not just the financial abundance, but my abundance, the abundance that I allow each and every one of you to experience. So we are going to continue with I Am Abundance, I Am Your Abundance, because, you know, God wants us to make that thing personal. And so we started with the scripture from Luke 12 and 48, for unto whom much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will require even the more, or they will ask even the more. And as we were talking last week about this particular scripture, we were looking at, you know, God supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So there is the abundance, right? God supplying all, not some, not part, not half, not a few, but all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So when he says, to whom much is given, of him shall much be required, we need to stop and realize, okay, God is supplying all of our needs. So he has given us much. And even though he is requiring much, he is supplying all that he requires of us. And then the scripture goes on to say, to whom men have committed much, of him will they ask even the more. So if God has already taken care of the much that is required, why would we assume that he would not handle the even the more? See, and that's where people get that scripture. You know, sometimes people get confused by that scripture, or sometimes people, you know, be like, oh, Lord, I can't even give anymore. I don't have any more to give. But he's not asking us to give it in and of ourselves. He's asking us to give it of the abundance he gives us in the first place. So God will handle the even the more if we allow him to. But that's up to us. We have to make a choice and a decision that we want to allow God to supply the even the more. Now, we can't look at God's abundance through a material eye, because living in the abundance of God does not mean an abundance of material things all of the time. Because I'd much rather, and I don't know about you, I'd much rather have an abundance of peace, an abundance of rest, an abundance of joy, an abundance of love in my life. If I had to choose, than abundance of material things. But God doesn't make us choose. He supplies all of our needs. And the word also says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
So not only does he supply our needs according to his riches and glories, if we delight ourselves in him, he gives us the desires, the things we want. But that shouldn't always be material. That shouldn't always be monetary. We have to value things more than finances. Not that there's anything wrong with being blessed and blessed abundantly financially. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I desire peace in my life. I desire joy in my life. And God will give it to us abundantly if we allow him to, because he is the I am. If we allow him to, he can be the I am in our lives. And so with him being the I am, the abundance of promises that are written throughout the Bible are ours to have if we so choose to. Again, the word tells us, choose you this day whom you will serve. God gives us a choice. He gives us options. He gives us opportunities to get it right. And even when we don't and we miss the mark, he's provided a way for us to turn back to him through repentance, to restore our relationship with him. How many of us do that for our brothers and sisters? How many? Or our coworkers and bosses? Okay, Lord, I got that. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all, forgive me. Ooh. When correction comes, when correction comes, it comes at the strangest of times for me sometimes. But as, oof. Whew, thank you, Lord. God gives us an abundance of forgiveness if we repent. How many of us extend even a small amount of forgiveness to those who have hurt or wronged us? How many of us give a small amount of mercy to those in our lives who need mercy, even when they don't deserve it? But look at the abundance of mercy that God has given us by sending Jesus to the cross to return us to right relationship with him. Look at what had to be sacrificed so that we could walk in the abundance of God. But yet we still don't extend that grace and mercy and forgiveness to our brothers and sisters in Christ, to those who have hurt us, to those who have wronged us. How many times shall I forgive my brother? 70 times 7. The Lord gives us clear instruction. And if we want his abundance of forgiveness, then we have to be forgiving. If we want his abundance of peace, then we need to be peacemakers. If we want his abundance of joy, then we have to show and teach others what that joy looks like. We have to be examples of that joy so that others can see it, relate to it, and then desire it. But if we're always walking around in lack, why would anyone want to join the kingdom of heaven if we are always walking around in lack? I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have this. I can't do this. I wouldn't want to be a part of any community that was always dealing with can't, don't have, can't do, won't do, unable to. Why would I want to be a part of that? We need to be the example of God's abundance in our lives. So even in the midst of the storm, we have an abundance of joy and peace if we so choose to tap into the source of abundance of joy and peace, and that's God. Are we allowing him to be the I am in our lives? Now let's talk about the financial piece, you know, because I'm not opposed to being blessed abundantly financially. I'm not at all. That is one of the desires of my heart. I want to be blessed to be a blessing. So how do we tap into that abundance of wealth? Well, first we got to give God his 10% back off the top, not later on in the afternoon after we've done everything we needed to do if it's left over. We need to give God his 10% because it's all his if we're honest. He has given us the ability and provided us with the opportunities to create wealth. So it's all his, and all he asks us for is a tenth. Bring ye your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. You want to be blessed financially with wealth? Test God. This is the one area he allows us to ask, to test him, to ask him to prove himself. He will pour out a blessing more than you can receive. I want to live in the overflow. Let me say that again. I want to live in God's overflow. Let me be clear in what overflow I want to live in. I want to live in God's abundant overflow. Just take a minute to visualize that. I don't know if you all are visual. I'm a visual person. Take a minute to visualize God's abundant overflow and what that could look like in your life. But we each have to do our part. And the tithe is the minimum of that part because he said bringing your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Now, you can't give an offering if you ain't gave your tithe. If you've not returned unto God the 10% that he asked for, you then cannot give an offering because your offering does not start until you go above that 10%. I don't know why this is coming up. This was not a part of the plan. But somebody needs to hear this and understand that God is waiting for us to walk in obedience to his tithe, to the request that he made for 10%. We need to make sure that we are stepping out in faith. And even when we feel like we can't or don't have it, that we trust him enough. Yes, Lord, that we trust you enough to do it anyway. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. But we've got to make a decision. Do we want the abundance of God in every area of our lives? Any area that's unsubmitted to God is an area where you will not have his abundance. Because we need to turn it over to him if we want to see the production of his fruit in our lives. We need to be submitted, surrendered, and give ourselves away to God so that we can be used by him. We've got to make sure that we are doing our part because we know as in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So he's clear that he wants us to have an abundant life in him. I am your abundance if you allow me to be. So we have to look at Romans 15 and 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, and peace in believing so that you may have power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So with the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So the abundance of joy and peace. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. An abundance of hope. But it's up to us. We've got to make some tough choices. Do we want the things of the world in abundance Or do we want the things of God in abundance? You know, I know the trappings of this world look good, probably feel good, probably taste good and smell good, but they're good and not necessarily God. See, but the abundance that God provides, the abundance of joy, peace, hope, love, rest, those things in abundance are a blessing to the mind, body, and spirit. See, God wants, you know, to be our God holistically. But we have to make the choice to surrender it to him. I am abundant. Make it personal. God, you are my abundance. You are the I am in my life, which provides for all of my needs. And if I delight in you, even my desires, my wants, if I choose to allow you to be the I am in my life. So make a decision, my brothers and sisters. Take the time to just spend some time with him and learn where he's desiring to be the I am in your life. What areas? Ask him. He'll tell you. Lord, what have I not surrendered today? Show me me. Show me where you desire to change and fix and rebuild me. Make it personal. God desires to be the I am in your life. Will you allow him to be? Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Yes, yes. Just thank you, Prophet Kai, for that powerful on-time word. I am abundance, Lord. I tell you, I'm just taking so many notes. Thank you. Thank you for that message this morning. Shortly after I come back, I would like for you to close us out in a benediction, please, after a few announcements. Let us pray. A prayer request. Dear Lord, we are so blessed that each day that you come to us with the gift of abundance of your spirit and helping us to strengthen our purpose for your glory. Continue to work in our lives, Lord, and help us to grow to be a people that you wish us to be. Lord, we thank you this morning for Prophet Kai for that on-time word, hallelujah, living in abundance. I have abundant life. I have joy, peace, love, and happiness. Oh, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord. I want to live in abundance, an overflow of abundance. Father Kai, Lord, we ask today, Lord, that you yes, bless her blessing after blessing for this powerful message, Lord. Yes, we need to hear this over and over again. We need her, Lord. You just blessed her so much today, Lord. With this on-time word, Lord, we value the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for keeping us connected. Hallelujah. We have an abundance with this call. This is such a powerful call to keep us focused on you. Thank you and praise God for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artists' life worldwide. Also, we want to thank the staff for keeping our products moving towards us each and every month. Lord, lift up every member that's joined us here on the Master Call this morning. We pray for every sick and shut in, everyone in the nursing home, hospital, anyone incarcerated, Lord. Spent like never before. Touch him, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for every bereaving family, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wellington, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts, pray for my nephew, Lord, that went home to be with the Lord this week, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for the Flanagan family, Hightower family. Lord, you know every name by name, Lord. I could keep on, but you know them, Lord. Touch them like never before. Comfort them. Hallelujah. You put your arms around and strengthen them. Thank you for your continuous goodness, even when we stumble. Thank you that you are ever present to hold our hands, lift us up. Thank you for the abundance all over again, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let me, I'm just going to say, I know everybody wants to hear this call, the playback. Please share with others. This playback is a powerful message this morning. I'm so thankful this morning to Papa Kai. That number is the playback number 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Let everyone please look at, check your back office, WhatsApp app, keep in touch with our business and what we're doing. Let me just share the new morning motivation call testimony this morning. It's going to be hosted, Sister Director Claudette Brown will be hosting this morning. Please join us there. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. That PIN number 294617. I want to thank you, Minister Willa, for your greeting and opening us up in that powerful prayer. Thank you, Dr. Reverend Dr. Vanessa, for ushering us in with that praise and worship. We so appreciate you. And Prophet Kai, we thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Hallelujah, living in abundance. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And to Dr. Vanessa for just ushering us into the presence of God, and to Minister Willa for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer, and to our other co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts. Lord, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come into your presence. Lord, we ask you right now to pierce our hearts. Let us see where we have fallen short and missed the glory of God. And let us repent and come running to you, O Heavenly Father, because you have an abundance of forgiveness for us. Lord, we thank you right now because we know that we know that we know that you love us even more than we love ourselves. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask for an abundance of peace, joy, love, hope, forgiveness. And we thank you because we know that you are doing the exceeding and abundant more than we can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in us. And that power is the power of the Holy Spirit and our big brother Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify you because you deserve this and so much more. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace and have a blessed and an abundant life. Be blessed. Bye-bye.